producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Identity. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Welcome to another session of State of the Right here on the Sons of Liberty Radio. Obviously, I am not Bradley Dean. In for Bradley Dean today is Joe Messina. I am your guest host for today's show. I do appreciate the time you spend with me. I appreciate the time you spend listening to Bradley. I was actually listening to him before the show on his wonderful podcast, and you should pick those up. You should really tune in and listen and pay attention to what the man has to say. If you listen to the intro, We need to have a fair and honest government, and only you can make that happen. I know I sound like the bear guy in the woods, right? You know, you've got to get involved. You have to make it happen. It's not going to happen on its own. If you want to find out more about Bradley Dean, head over to the Sons of Liberty Media.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Now, I was going to go in a different direction when I started, but then I heard the intro. And I said, what a great way to get into what I want to talk about today, which is still Thanksgiving, even though it's a day away. Some of us are still sitting around, not trying to forget it, but trying to work off Thanksgiving, if you would. And we get caught up in the day. We get caught up in the moment. You know, got family around. And that's great. You want to have family around. You want to be able to influence family. You want to be able to give them, show them. Really, the freedoms. You know, my family came over from Italy. They came legally. Don't ask the question. Legally. And they came over from Italy, and they came here not to suck off the government, but they came here for a better life. If you want to get involved in the conversation, 866-582-9933. That's 866-582-9933. And when they came here, they got jobs. They had sponsors. They got jobs. They made money. I remember as a kid, and not that it should be an embarrassment that we want to help people, but I remember as a kid that my grandmother being embarrassed to go get government. The only thing we got from the government was cheese and bread. Some of you might be old enough to remember when the trucks would show up. And it was just cheese and bread. And I think sometimes milk. I'm not so sure. And it was a temporary hit, but they didn't like that. Their whole thought process was, I want to stop going every Friday. And grabbing that big, you know, what was it? To me, it looked like a 20-pound block of cheese, but I'm sure it was only a pound or two. And a couple of loaves of bread. The idea was to get off of that. Was to become self-sufficient. Right? You know, the opening for me was going to be all about you got to fight for what your God-given rights are. Just because God gives it to you, just because God opens up the doors for you to have the abilities and the freedoms and you have the talents to make things happen, you have to make things happen. You want a fair and decent government? Then get off your butt and make sure you vote the right people in. Make sure, you know, I tell my people all the time, sitting on the couch and just praying about something doesn't fix anything. Yes, it helps. Yes, it helps you get your connection. Yes, it helps you get some guidance. But then you got to get up and do something. Look around to the people that are running for office locally. Right? Check out. God gave you this government. Originally, he didn't want to. He didn't want to give him a king. Remember, he didn't want to give the Jews a king. He got me. What do you need a king for? And look what they did. But nowadays, we have a government that we elect. And if we have a godless government, I'm going to point to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ. What are you doing? Right? What are you doing about making sure you send, and it's happened in my own little community, we elect these guys to school boards and water boards and city councils, town councils, depending on where you are in the country. And they come off, some of these guys come off as good, clean, godly men in some cases. And you look at how they vote. You look at what they do. You look at whether they're living up to the Constitution that they swore to uphold. Yeah, my little school board that I belong to, I actually have to take an oath at the beginning of the year to uphold the Constitution of these United States. And for me, the state of California. Am I really doing the job? No, honestly, am I really doing the job? Now, when you elect somebody in, here's two things. Some of you are not political. You work all day. I get it. You're trying to feed your family. I'm good with all of that. But when you go to the voting polls, or you say you're too busy, if you're too busy to go, you got one of those jobs that really doesn't lend well to going to the polls, then get an absentee ballot. But you can't make a difference unless you go vote, unless you help. And when you see somebody locally who's not doing the job they said they were going to do, they're cozying up to their brothers, quote-unquote, their brothers and sisters in Christ, and they don't get the job done. They don't do what they say they're going to do. Why do you continue to vote them in? I am thoroughly confused. Maybe I'm not smart enough. Maybe I'm not educated enough to really understand. But you go vote them in again. Look, the Constitution isn't that hard to understand. There's plenty of books out there. Yes, you have to read. Oh, my God. You got to read. Right? There's plenty of Constitution Made Easy. Right? If you head over to wallbuilders.com, they got some great books there on our founding fathers. And what they believe. And we're going to talk about our founding fathers in a few minutes. And about Thanksgiving. Because I love to peruse Facebook and watch how people argue these certain days. And I'll get back. It's just amazing to me the ignorance that sounds like fact out there. But the way you fight for what God's given you, the way you fight for good government, is you start locally. Nobody rolls out of bed on Tuesday morning and says, "Hey, you know what? I'm going to run for Congress today. I'm going to run for president." I mean, that's a rarity. People use jump off points, if you would. They go from from city council to school board to water board to city council to a state legislator and then to the federal government. And by that time, they have a track record. So again, the question I asked earlier: why do you keep sending them there? Why do you keep sending someone who doesn't do the job? Who doesn't put God first, if that's what you believe, why do you keep sending them there? Seriously. A few years back, my mantra on my show, by the way, I do a daily show as well. If you want to check me out, you can head over to therealside.com. That's therealside.com. You can check out my show, me and my writings. But today I'm representing Bradley Dean on his show. Great show it is, and I'm not just saying that because he's letting me sit in. I do listen to the podcast. I love what the man stands for. I'm Joe Messina, your guest host. You're listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
We are back. I'm back. I hope you're back, too. I'm Joe Messina, sitting in today for Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Radio. If you want to find out more about Bradley, head over to thesonsoflibertymedia.com. That's the sonsoflibertymedia.com. And, you know, I appreciate the time that he gives me, not only on the show, but I've written several times for Sons of Liberty Media. Great site to go check out as well. Today we're talking a little bit about your responsibility. If you want a good government, what do you need to do? You know, I got all fired. I had a whole different direction I was going in today. And I listened to Bradley just before we came on the air. And now I'm sitting here saying to myself, you know what? He got me fired up. When you talk about taking your government, having a strong government, that's up to you to do. You got to do something. And the way you do that is you got to get involved. And look, I know some of you have to work. I get it. I get people working two or three jobs to make ends meet. I got that. So I'm not on you for that kind of thing. I'm on you because you have to have friends, relatives, and loved ones around you that you trust. Find out who the right person to vote for is. Hold your feet to the fire. Don't let them continue on because they're not just ruining it for you. They're ruining it for everybody. And the only way this country is going to get strong again is if godly people step up and stand up and take it back. Again, like I say, God gave us government. So if he gave us government, why are you fighting for it? Why aren't you taking the gift that he gave you, the freedom that he gave you, and why aren't you, cherishing it and taking care of it? I mean, some of you get these brand new cars, right? You fall in love with the car. You thank God for the car. You're out there. You wax it. You polish it. You take care of it. You tune it up. You know what I'm saying? You do what needs to be done to make sure the car's running right. You can't do that with the government. And we're so worried about what they're going to take away from us. Right? But who's your real sufficiency? Is your sufficiency... See, I know. I talked to a bunch of Christian brothers and sisters before the last voting cycle. And they were just trying to make ends meet. And, you know, when you go into the polling booth or the ballot booth or the voting booth, you know, some people walk in there with two pieces of paper in their hand. One is the ballot, obviously, who they're going to vote for. The other is the government check. Some form of government help. The problem is that when you start looking at that government check and saying, depending on who I vote for, will this country get better? Will we start to get our freedoms back? Will the religious persecution stop? Right. Instead of doing that, you're looking at that ballot saying, I'm going to lose a portion of this check. Well, I'm speaking to my Christian brothers and sisters. Who becomes your sufficiency at that point in time? Who are you depending on? Whoever gave you that check, right? It's the government. Right? I get that some of you, look, I'm okay with bumps. I'm okay when you go through a bump in life and you've paid into the government, you've paid into certain programs, it's a little help. But when you start relying on that program and you don't rely on God, what are you doing? You're turning the whole system upside down. If you want to get involved in the conversation, 866-582-9933. That's 866-582-9933. I'm Joe Massey, the guest host, in for Bradley Dean. And, you know, you can check him out, too. Please do. On sonsoflibertymedia.com. That's sonsoflibertymedia.com. You are listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show. And, again, I was coming at this a whole different way at first, but now I'm taking a little detour. And it's back to, again, we've got an election year coming up. We've got a, you know, some of you who belong to the party that tried to remove God, who doesn't think that God and politics have anything to do with each other, even though you call it politics, some of us, we call it government, right? And if God gave you government, if you want to believe that, and you should, then how are you taking care of what he gave you? You're electing ungodly people? You're electing liars? Are you electing people that are not telling you the truth? I don't understand all this. You know, I ran for office myself four times before I won. I believe I was led to run for office. And it wasn't to bring prayer back to school. It wasn't to do any of that stuff. It was to make sure that there was a godly influence and voice on that board of education. Yes, right, the board of education. And the only argument they had against me is that I was a Christian. And I follow and I do what I believe Scripture tells me to do, what I believe God's Word tells me to do. Right? And that was their only argument. And they would pull up things that I stood for and did. I ran a local prayer breakfast. And I was mixing government, I was mixing religion and politics, which is something you can never do, right? Because there's a separation of church and state in some alternate universe. It's not here. It is in some alternate universe. And I always say Jefferson, before it was diagnosed, okay, Jefferson obviously had Alzheimer's. There was, and that's, no, I'm not making a slight or fun of anybody who's suffering with that. I have family members that are going through it myself, but he must have had Alzheimer's. Because they always come back to him, right, that he is the father of separation of church and state. However, he didn't understand the terminology. How many of you know, and I'm sure if you're an avid Bradley Dean listener, you already know this, so I might be boring you to death. But how many of you know that Jefferson actually used one of the federal buildings for a meeting house, for a church, for a place to go worship God? He was a very confused man, obviously. Very confused. And then, he had the Marine Band. Did anybody know what the Marine Band did? That's right. The Marine Band, they did hymns. They played hymns. Now, I don't know, but if he really was an avid believer of a separation of church and state, and it was a very solid line, and you were never to cross that line, because this is what the left feeds you. These are what these unrank of believers feed you. Then he was a very confused man. Therefore, I don't know how much, if he was in early stages of dementia or Alzheimer's, and he really didn't have a grasp of separation of church and state, how can we take anything he said real? Give it any credence whatsoever, right? Yeah, you know I'm doing this tongue-in-cheek with you. So when these people say, well, it was very clear what Jefferson wanted, well, apparently Jefferson didn't know what he wanted. And isn't there a scripture about a double-minded man? Right? So you got to really think this stuff through. Don't be afraid to push back. Do not put your finger at somebody's face. It's not what I'm advocating here. But don't let them get away with it. You know, you don't have to beat your brains out on Facebook or any one of those other places just pounding away at this. But you do have to think it through. You do have to sit there. When somebody makes these comments, you have to come back. And I call it, for some of you who are old enough to remember, I call it like the Columbo. Remember Lieutenant Columbo out of the 70s? Come back with a, really, Jefferson really stood for, well, how come he had this? How come he used a federal building to have church in, to have worship services in? Why did he use the Marine Band to play the hymns on Sunday for the congregation that met in the federal building? I really don't get it. I'm even more confused than when I started. When you come at them like that, you cause them to think you're not attacking them. So, again, I when I ran for office and I finally got in, it still took me 2 years after being in office to get my Christian brothers and sisters, my conservative brothers and sisters, to see that I would do what I said I was going to do, which is a sad testimony all around. Is it not? And it wasn't based on my prior actions in the community. It was based on their prior experiences with other Christians. That's the sad testimony. You're not going to get this country back. You're not going to get this country back on the right track until you start electing godly men and women to the proper offices and you hold their feet to the fire. Just because they're godly or say they're godly or use all those wonderful catchphrases, we heard those in 2008 by several, doesn't mean anything. Will not help you at all. It's again, like I said, just crazy. Now, when we come back from the break, what I'm going to talk about is a true Thanksgiving Day and what our presidents and forefathers wanted for us. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, guest host in for Bradley Dean on Sons of Liberty Radio. We'll be back in a few.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm of Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
So listen up here, guys. My buddy Mark, he overhears the management team at guns80.com. And what they're saying is that between now and Black Friday, they're going to put a special on the website at guns80.com every day. What that means is that you have to go to guns80.com every day to check out the specials between now and Black Friday. Go to guns80.com, but don't tell them you heard it from me.
We are back. Hopefully you're with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me today. I really do. Matter of fact, some of you probably don't have a choice in the matter. You're sitting there on the couch, can't move. If you're anything like I am. It is the one day. It's very hard not to look at all that stuff on the table and say, I'll have a little of this, a little of that, a little of this, right? Anyway, we are talking a little bit about Thanksgiving, the quote-unquote holiday, but we're also talking about what's going on in government. Like I said, I was listening to a podcast of Bradley's before we came on, and I am Joe Messina, sitting in for Bradley Dean today. I've got the honor of taking over his mic for the hour. I want to welcome you to the Sons of Liberty Radio. If you want to find out more about Bradley and what he's got going on, head over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. A lot of good stuff there as well. And as I was listening to his podcast, he fired me up. I actually ended up going in a different direction than I was going to go with on the show and some of the topics. I'll get to them in a second. But one of the things I want to target my Christian brothers and sisters. And even those of you who get confused as to what this season is all about. It's referred to as the holiday season. I'm sorry, I refer to it as the Christmas season. I don't care what holiday you're celebrating. Look, if you're a Jew and you're celebrating Hanukkah, it's not the holidays. And there's very special traditions, very certain kind of traditions for them. So I think we should. I have a little button I give away every year called, it's okay to say Merry Christmas. And you'd be surprised at how many cashiers will say, hey, that's great. I'm so glad you're wearing that because then I get to say Merry Christmas to you. Really, seriously. And I'm not just saying that. That's true. I've had to say, I really appreciate that. I can say Merry. As long as we initiate, they can respond back. But here's where some of you lose it big time, as far as your humble person here is concerned. If Jesus came to set us free, free from sin, free from, right? Some of you who know how to study, know where to find that. Right? If Jesus was really here to set you free, why do you go back into debt every year? Why do you run your credit cards up and spend money that you really don't have? You take 10 months to pay it off, and we go right back into the cycle again. Now, for those of you who have your finances in order, this is one of those, for those who have ears to hear, right? This is what this time is about. See, if he came to set you free and you put yourself back in bondage, because that's what it is. When you owe credit card companies big money at big interest rates, you know, 20, 25, 30%, because that's where they're at, you are putting yourself back in bondage. Think of that. For every, I'm going to get in trouble for this. Some of you don't tithe. You very rarely give offerings. The tithing is 10%. But you're willing to give the man 20, 25, and 30%, right? Think about this. That is $3 on every $10, $2 on every $10, $1 on every $10. You're willing to give that kind of money, right, to go into debt. To go into debt and pay for the privilege of being in debt. When Jesus came to set you free from all of that. Just think about it. Does your son have to have the $500 item? Can he get the $200 item? I see a lot of these teenagers running around with, you know, $100, $200, $300, $400 phones. I saw kids in high school, not seniors either. I saw kids in high school with the i6 phones. They're not cheap. And please don't, you know, I realize that the carriers give you, what is it, a year or 2 years? You got to sign a 2-year contract. They give you the phone, but you're still paying taxes on that dollar, on the dollar amount the phone is worth, right? And then on top of that, you're stuck on a 2-year contract. And again, just think this stuff out so you don't get sucked into this. Those of you who get in, don't get yourself all caught up in condemnation, right? Maybe this is the first time you've heard it this way. I don't know. But Christmas is not about getting in debt. Christmas is about understanding the freedom, right? What you've been made free from. Anyhow, Thanksgiving. It's not just another day. Not just another day to spend $200, $300, $400 for food, getting the family together, getting all wigged out if things aren't just right. It is really not that day at all. I come from a very large Italian family. Did we get together at Thanksgiving for religious reasons? No, we didn't. And a matter of fact, other than the fact there were some outsiders, Thanksgiving wasn't much different from my family than every Sunday was, because we were either at my aunt's house or my grandmother's house every Sunday. And some of you can relate. But Thanksgiving had a different feel to it. And then as I started to grow up, and I became a Christian, you start looking at things differently. See, you know, before you become a Christian, before you really get it, something like Thanksgiving is just a day to get everybody together. And maybe grandma and grandpa that you see once a year, you know, will slip you a 20 when they show up, right? Fill up your tank with gas, whatever it is that you did. But then all of a sudden the prayer at that time is just a quick prayer to get things rolling so you can start having your food. But when you come to the knowledge of Christ, all of a sudden that word Thanksgiving takes on a whole different meaning, does it not? Right? Because the first thought in your mind when you sit down to Thanksgiving dinner, you're looking around the table as I did, my children, my grandchildren. I'm thinking about where I came from. Only in this country and with the grace of God can you do what happened to me or have what happened. I grew up in one of the poorest parts of this country. I don't think I made $15 an hour flipping burgers, but that's a story for another day. But I was able to get out of that. And, not, you know, you work hard. I had a great family who talked to me about the values of working and getting it yourself and making it yourself. And as you worked up and through that, and then again, when I became a Christian, it had a whole different meaning, there was a whole different drive behind it. I wanted that testimony. I wanted to be able to tell people what God had done for me. Maybe that's a little selfish, but you know what? No, I wanted to show off my God. I wanted people to understand the love I had. Yeah, and some of you I know. I am a Bible idiot, right, because I believe in something I can't touch. Have a nice day. So Thanksgiving takes on a whole different meaning. And as you're looking around that table, no matter where you're at, maybe you used to live in a 4,000-square-foot home, and the wonderful economy that we live in now has you in a 2,000-square-foot home, right? But you look around that table, and you realize what God's brought into your life and the blessings that he's given you. And you have to, and it truly becomes a day of Thanksgiving, and not a normal day of Thanksgiving, because you should be thankful every single day of the year. I am thankful on an hour by hour basis. God is definitely graceful and merciful with me. Right? You just believe me. We'll leave it at that. Just believe me. But all these nut jobs make me nuts when they start talking about how our founding fathers wanted nothing to do with God. There has to be a separation of church and state. Not only in some cases they may have said that they were deists, but they didn't even believe in God. You know, it just infuriates me. Now, I used to chase them all around Facebook. Yeah, I know. I'm a nut. What can I tell you? All right. And I had a document. I had a note that had the links to all of these, not just scripture, but all these sayings of our founding fathers. So I would take those, and every time somebody would come, I'd bang, 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 bang. I would just slam them right in to the post. And in most cases, it would shut them down in a heartbeat. But then you'd get sucked into these crazy conversations, and I go, no, I'm not doing this anymore. So now if I run across it, they post it on my personal site or my radio site, yeah, I do. I slam them on two or three things, and that's it. And then I let them figure it out from there. I'm not babysitting these people. But on Thanksgiving Day, 1944, a proclamation by a president considered by a lot of those in the Democratic Party at the time and today, considered just shy of a god for that party. Y'all know who I'm talking about, right? No, I'm not from the South. Franklin Delano Roosevelt. He was the man for that party. And here's a guy that would probably, no matter where he was, you know, some people say he was a lot more progressive than you thought, Joe. That's not my point here. I'm not getting to that part of the politics today. But he would be spitting in his grave if this was possible with what his party has done to God and country. And in his proclamation, he writes, "In this year of liberation, which has seen so many millions free from tyrannical rule, it is fitting that we give thanks with special fervor to our Heavenly Father for the mercies our Heavenly Father." Can he say that in a proclamation? You probably couldn't do that today, right? You'd have the ACLU and the Freedom from Religion Freaks, the American Humane, whatever. You'd have all these groups all over him for using these terms, right? But isn't it interesting that a man that they hold in such high esteem comes back and says, "Hey, we got to thank God, Almighty God, for this, for the mercies that we receive individually and as a nation." Oh, my. There's a lot of God stuff going on here, right? Blessings, mercies. "He has restored through the victories of our arms and those of our allies." Wow, he's thanking God for a victory at war? We can't have this now, can we? I love this stuff because you find that most people, when they fight you on these things, when they fight you about God or even how God shouldn't be in the Constitution, they don't study. But you do. You must. You listen to Bradley Dean. I'm Joe Messina, your guest host. We'll be back in a minute more with Sons of Liberty Radio. Don't go far.
At The Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is Michael Bresciani. I'm the editor of the AmericanProfit.org. We originally begun to feature the articles and the materials of Bradley Dean, and we're just glad to have him. He has a strong vision for the nation and is witness to young people in his national tours to high school and college campuses.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best-tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeCIG.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
We are back, and thanks so much for hanging out with me today. I appreciate you letting me hang out with you today as well. Hope you had a great and wonderful Thanksgiving. I want to thank Bradley Dean for giving me time behind his microphone, and Bradley is letting me sit in for him today. No, you're not hearing a different show. You're just hearing a different voice, I guess. If you want to get involved in the conversation, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. If you want to learn more about Bradley Dean, maybe check out some more of his writings and show, head over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com. That's sonsoflibertymedia.com. And again, thanks for hanging in with me today. I do appreciate the time you spent with me. You know, we're talking a lot about Thanksgiving Day and really where we need to be. You know, you need to push back. In the first two segments, that's kind of what I was talking about here. You need to push back. You need to take control of what's going on around you. And some of you would say, you know, my one vote doesn't count. One person can't make a difference. Well, you know what? One person can make a difference. You know, at the top of my list, obviously, to start is Jesus Christ. But then as you move down the list to other people in the world, other people who made differences for peace and that kind of thing, you can. You can do it. But you've got to be resolved to do it. You got to be willing to do it. You can't just listen to the party line or the religious line that's spewed from the pulpit. You have to check things out. You know, I always say to my listeners, don't believe everything I tell you. Go check it out on your own. Even if you find out that 99% of the time I might be right, you still have to check things out on your own. At least that's what I tell people on a regular basis.
If you want to, if you like what you heard today and you want to listen a little bit more to me, maybe pick up some of my podcasts, you can head over to therealside.com. That's therealside.com. And I've got my I like to call it my classic podcast because we don't do anything old. And we've got some great writing there as well. I've got some great writers on the site. Hopefully you'll enjoy it there as well. Now we're talking about Thanksgiving Day. And there's a bunch of loons out there that would like you to believe that our founding fathers, people of prominence, our leaders, many of our famous leaders, didn't have a relationship with, nor did they care about God, and there had to be a separation, that they understood that. Well, apparently, one of the gods on the left, little g, obviously, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, didn't get the message. He didn't know anything about this. And in his proclamation in 1944, he consistently talked about giving praise and thanks to the Heavenly Father for the blessings we had, for the victories. Yeah, thanked God for a war victory. Come on, let that sink in a little bit. He goes on, and can you imagine the ACLU? I mean, all these anti-religion people that would be going out of their minds right now over this stuff? He goes on in the proclamation to say, for the harvest that has sustained us and in its fullness brought the food we needed to other ourselves and other peoples, for the bounty of our soil, which has produced the sinews of war, for the protection of our liberties, and for the multitude of private blessings known only in our hearts. Ready for this? We should give a united thanks to God. He's asking the whole country to thank God for our blessings. I'm surprised he wasn't impeached and dragged out of office. Aren't you? To the end that we may bear more earnest witness to our gratitude to who? The president? To the Almighty, to Almighty God. I suggest a nationwide reading of the Holy Scriptures. Oh, my. Come on, people. Think about this today. Could he get away with this today? And if he couldn't, it's our fault. We need to elect the right people in these offices. That's the only way this is going to change. But I love it. I suggest a nationwide reading of Holy Scriptures during the period from Thanksgiving Day to Christmas. He basically asked people to sit down, go through the Holy Scripture, read it on a daily basis for at least 30 days. Oh, my God. Did he break the big separation of church and state rule? Come on, think about this. Read the Scriptures for renewed and strengthened contact with those eternal truths and majestic principles which have inspired such measure of true greatness as this nation was achieved. I do not know how somebody with a straight face and an honest heart, you got to be dishonest to do this, to try to tell others that these A, founding fathers, B, these men of authority, presidents, understood that there had to be a separation of church and state. Now, yeah, somebody's going to send me an email, go, Joe, he wasn't a founding father. No, really? Come on. I do have two brain cells to rub together. Let's start with Samuel Adams. How about we want to hit on him for a second here? Now, he issued a proclamation on October 6, 1796. Right? A little bit difference between him and Roosevelt, right? In 1796, a proclamation for a day of Thanksgiving. He did that as governor of Massachusetts. Wow. Can you do that as governor? Put something like that? Well, of course you can, right? For a day of public Thanksgiving. I'm sure that he called people to thank the government for everything the government had given them. Right? I'm sure that's what it was. He starts off with the proclamation. Now, see, I'm not trying to be mean here, but I am sure there's a couple of people whose their veins are going to pop inside their head. Right? Because this isn't, Uncle Frank. This is Samuel Adams. Right? He says, whereas it has pleased God the Father of all mercies. Wow. Can you write that on government paper? How could you write that on government paper with government ink Wouldn't that be like a treasonable act there? Right? Isn't that something he should have been impeached for? Well, they didn't think so in the day. Whereas it pleased God, the Father of all mercies, to bestow upon us innumerable unmerited favor. In the course of the year past, it highly becomes us duly to recollect his goodness.
Wow.
In other words, with everything God's given us, with the mercy he showed us, with the things, the favor he's given us, it's not just kind of our job to do. We need to go out of our way to thank him. And not only do we need to thank him, and not in our closets with the door closed, Samuel says, in public and solemn manner to express the grateful feelings of our hearts. He said, I have therefore thought fit with advice and consent of counsel to appoint Thursday, the 15th day of December next, to be observed as a day of public thanksgiving and praise to our divine benefactor. But why didn't they impeach him? Why didn't they drag him out of there kicking and screaming and impeach this man? You can't thank God and government at the same time. You can't do that. He goes on to say, calling upon ministers of the gospel. Well, I don't know about you guys, but I don't know one gospel. It's the gospel of Jesus Christ, and that's it. And Samuel Adams felt the same way. With their respective congregations and the whole body of the people religiously to observe that said day by celebrating praises to the all-gracious being of whose bounties we have experienced so large to share. I mean, think about this. Come on, let this sink into your head a little bit. I am so tired. You guys have got to go out, and I don't know you well enough to know which ones of you study and which ones don't, but you've got to get this under your skin so when these godless people come up to you and start telling you how they wanted no part of, that our early government, they ran away from religion, you've got to be informed enough to know. And this is part of it. Look, you can. I'm one of those guys who believes that you can spew scripture, right? Book, chapter, verse. You can skew Constitution, right? Where it is, what amendment says what. And I appreciate people that can do that. But you've also got to be able to show these people where it is, what backs it up. I just found out recently that Congress used to keep a journal. And when there was an argument going, I say recently, within the last 10 years, that when the Congress used to fight out a bill, that there was somebody taking notes so they would always understand and know what the spirit of the bill was. If more people used that along with the law, I think you'd turn more hearts. But that's my own personal opinion. Samuel goes on to say, he had prevented epidemic diseases from spreading and afforded us a general state of health. He, God, has regarded our pastures and fields with the eye of the most indulgent parent. Hello, the most indulgent. He's looking to God as his parent, as one who guides him. Now, I get all excited about this stuff because we miss it so often. You guys got to go find this stuff and learn it. Thanks for having me today. I'm Joe Messina, your guest host. Bradley Dean will be back with you on Monday, I'm sure, or next week. Thanks so much.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620.